Sorry, it's almost like the morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday, page Tzadik Vav. So remember again, the author over here of the Sefer is discussing with us the idea about how one identifies one's inner self, ultimately categorizes how one deals with life adversity and setbacks. So he says, this is page Tzadik Vav, about three lines down on top. Asaper lechem maisa. Let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a story that mamish happened to me. Zachinu lahachzik kolal avrichim. I don't know if this means he was the Rosh Kolal or exactly what he means, but I was once privileged to literally hold up, to establish a kolal. Ulachrona misiba misuyemes. And then because of certain reasons, we had to close it. We had to close the kolam. The name is Kasher Eli Echa Meha Avrechim, Shalama the kolam. So and one of the members of the kolam called me up. One of the young men called me up and he said, Ubefiv Sha'Allah, Nachon Shebigla Li Sagartem. And the member of the kolam says, it's true, you closed it because of me. Right? It was me. It was because of me that the kolam closed. So I asked him, what are you talking about? And he said, well, so the young man said, well, the truth is I've done this, I've done that, and I think that probably contributed to the closing of the kolal. I said to him, listen, in shum kesher, there's really no connection between what you did and the closing of the kolal. So it could be that what you did requires some type of personal rectification. You know, perhaps you should address that. But don't think that this entire situation revolves around you. What occurred is much more complicated. Yesh ben Adam. Yesh ben Adam. You know, there are some people that as soon as they see a police car, so they assume that the police are after them. He says a person sees a police officer walking on the street. Oh, I didn't pay my taxes for the last 2 years. Now, if you didn't pay your taxes for the last 2 years, you should be concerned. But the point is, there are some people like that also. They see a police car behind them and they automatically assume, again, if you're doing 80 miles an hour, then you might have good reason for that. But he's saying there are some people that just, they assume that whenever something looks like negative is going to happen, oh, it's going to be me. It's because of something I did. He says, everything that he sees occur in the world. He says, Kol davar shehu ra ba'olam, zehu, it's because of me. Ze lo gaiva, ze misukenes. So, you know, you'd be tempted to say, wow, a person's so egocentric. He thinks that everything is about him. It's not gaiva, says the Mechaber. It's danger. It's danger. When a person begins to think that they are the core root for everything that goes wrong, that is a terrible, terrible, dangerous situation. Kasher ha'adam chai b'tzura b'riyah. When a person lives in a healthy fashion, bivadai shu lo mischamek mikishlonos. It's not that when a person lives in a healthy way, he doesn't go ahead and literally free himself of responsibility from obstacles and difficult situations. He takes responsibility for what he's done, and he tries his best to fix it. So again, I will say, remember, this idea that we're talking about you remember when we started this whole chapter, or this section, so there were different approaches to setbacks. There are some people that let everything just roll off them. That's not good either. That's not good either, because when a person suffers setback, I have to take responsibility for my role in the setback. When things happen in my life, you know, some people make the terrible mistake of always blaming everything on someone else. It's always someone else. It's always because of this. It's always because of that. Person has to own their life and own their circumstances. Take responsibility and do your best to fix it. On the other hand, I can't begin to think that everything that happens is my fault and I'm responsible for everything. Adam shesavar kach, a person who feels that he's at fault for everything and ultimately ultimately is responsible for everything that goes bad, Poshet horis la'atzmo asachayim. He Poshet destroys his life. He defines every single setback as a reflection of his inner eye. And I will say, the reality in life is a lot goes wrong. A lot goes wrong. There are many different setbacks in life. And if a person begins to internalize that and take responsibility for every single thing that goes wrong, then the mindset person will destroy themselves. However, when a person identifies all that happens to him in a normal way, whom, and again, what does normal mean? Normal means, according to the Machaber, normal means is I have responsibility and I have to fix my role in this circumstance, but these negative events do not define who and what I am on the inside. These negative events do not tarnish my inner eye. I still have the ability to maintain a healthy sense of self, even though I've made some mistakes. I have to fix my mistakes, but they don't define me. He says, when a person identifies all that occurred to him in a healthy fashion, who maybe he understands, a person realizes that there are certain things that happen as a result of my upbringing, as a result of my actions, but it's not all my fault. But there are some times in life where it is all my fault. There are sometimes like when certain things happen that I did myself. No, there's no contributory negligence. No one else did anything. Okay, even in those moments, I recognize that what? That those things represent actions I committed. They represent bad decisions. They represent layers of clothing. But what they don't represent is the inner eyes. My etzem ani. Ha'ani shalom, my eye, my identity, my inner core identity, nishar osani, remains the same inner identity. Tahar kadosh zach. It's holy, it's pure, it's pure, it's holy. Zach also means pure. Elish yeshnam levushim shalav lahafshit me'al nishmaso. But now what do I realize? There are some articles of clothing that I really have to remove from on top of my soul. Let's go back a little bit. Hazihui halonachon. Hamasa atzmis, wrongful identification or erroneous self-identification could be suicide. He says, "Ad kama chamor matzavo shel hamashayich es chesronosav le'etzem ani shalom, nimshal mehamashal abo." So listen to this. So he says, how dangerous can negative self-identification be? How dangerous is it to wrongfully identify my core as bad? Well, so again, remember, one thing you've come to learn about this sefer is, it seems a little bit repetitive, meaning he'll pick up a particular theme and he'll reinforce a number of different ways. It's only because just stylistically he's trying to reinforce. So if there's one, we've only learned really one concept throughout this entire week, which are two concepts, which is number one, so the inner core, which is supposed to be the neshama, remains untarnished by the negative actions of life. Because of that, the corollary to that is, the inner eye remains pure and good, even when the actions are sullied and bad. And therefore, number three, the major mistake in life we make is if we identify ourselves as bad as a result of the bad actions we engage in. That is not true. We might do bad things, therefore we must correct them. We must change our clothing. But the inner eye remains intact. And therefore, those people that take upon themselves incredible fault for everything that happens in life essentially are walking around in life with a damaged inner eye. So he says, let me give you a mashal, top of Tzadik Zayin. L'chol echad me'itanu yish baruch Hashem horim. We each have, thank God, we have parents. Mi shezacha, yish lo'od sabim v'savasos, right? And some people, saftot, and some of us are privileged enough to also have grandparents. Aval darko shel ha'olam. But the manner of the world is such, sheyom echad kol adam holich lo'olamo. One day, everyone leaves this world. That's the derech. Hahorim, excuse me. Aval darko shel olam sheyom echad kol adam holich lo'olamo. They come hahorim kach, and it happens with parents also. Parents at some point in time leave this world. Hahorim hazekinim. Listen to this. Garu bedira yishav kevar chamishim shana. And what happened? And the parents lived in an old apartment. And you know what happens is over time, they neglected certain things in the apartment. La'achra shiva. So what happens? The parents die. La'achra shiva kamim hayulodim umaschilim ladon bekoved rosh. So now what happens? Parents die, and what do they leave behind? They leave behind the apartment. So what happens after Shiva? The children have to decide, what are we going to do with the apartment? What are we going to do? Kam echa mahayaladim v'omer haneches kolkach muznach tiru makorekan hatiach miskalif miakiros hakir shover hamartsefos sidukos. So one of the kids says, listen, the apartment is in such state of disrepair. I get to paint this peeling, the faucets are broken, the ceiling's falling in, the mirpasset has all this stuff. You know what? We're better off just leveling it, and let's sell it as land that's good for construction. But it's not worth doing anything with the apartment itself is just ridiculously in disrepair. Level it, sell it for land. Ha'ach Hashemi, the second brother comes along. Mabit Bova Omer says, Tira, listen, my brother, Nachon Shakir Shavar Vatiach Miskalit. Yes, the sink is broken and the plaster is peeling. Aval Bein Ze, Bein Laros Esabayis, Haderach Rechok Ma'ot. But you've just made a huge jump. You say because the plaster is peeling, because the paint is peeling and the sink doesn't work, that we should just knock the whole thing down. He said, I have a better idea. Aleinu liskar kablan shiputzim sheyaroch b'mivne kama shiputzim kalim ubazev niftra sabaya. We don't have to knock down the edifice. What do we have to do? Mm-hmm. We have to paint. You have to order a couple of what do you call it? Not appliances. What do we call sinks and faucets?
Sinks and faucets. Fixtures, right?
Why are you taking the wrecking ball to this place? Why don't you just go ahead? All it needs is a little bit of a makeover, just some paint, some faucets, some fixtures. Ubazen niftras habaya, and then we'll solve the problem. Bayis shekiyim shivim shana adayin eno becheskas omil arisa. An apartment that stood for 70 years doesn't have to be demolished. We'll say, let's do one more paragraph. Hamashal nirachad, and of course, Rav Osheinim. Excuse me. So it's a very strong parable. Aval nimshal hu b'diyakach yeshnam anoshim sheimatzu b'nafsham kama v'kama chesronos. There are some people where they identify some negative traits within themselves. They identify themselves as bad people. If a person would sit down and try to identify all of his positive traits and all of his negative traits, so we'll say, if most of us do a cheshbon nefesh, you know what we find? We're 90% positive and we're 10% negative. That's for most people. 90% positive, 10% negative. U'me'asur achuz shal kishlonos hu mekabel al atzmo tadmis shalilis. And Rabbi said, the amazing part is, because of 10% negativity, we are ready to define ourselves as negative and ready to demolish the structure. Rabbi said, the same way we would see, it's crazy to demolish the structure, the house. It just needs a little bit of a makeover. But yet, again, when it comes to our own self-definition, because of just a couple of faults in the grand scheme of things, Rabbi said, we're good. We're really good. We're special. We're wonderful. We're holy. We're magnificent. We're 90% good. Okay, there's 10% that's in disrepair. Some of the spiritual paint is peeling. The faucets are leaking. But lemaisa, the product, the structure is good, and yet so often we're ready to condemn it just because of a couple of negative traits. Right? We'll stop over here. We'll let the session pick up on Monday. I know I'm leaving you mid-thought, but we'll pick up in the session.
Next week we have a sale on negativity.
Sale, and all, everything must go.
He's in Virginia, so I need a place to respond.
Alright, you're on.
She asked me for a lot.
Really? No, I want to see one of the screen if I can see it.